Former German Chancellor Helmut Kohl wants to block public access to secret files compiled on him by the former East German Secret Service Agency. East Germany's notorious Ministry of State Security, or Stasi, spied on thousands of East and West Germans during the Cold War. Politicians in West Germany, like Helmut Kohl, were prime targets. But Kohl is now the subject of a government investigation into whether he illegally raised funds for his political party during the 1980s. The Stasi files may shed light on the Kohl case, and as NPR's Guy Raz reports, many members of parliament want to see those files.
During its 40-year history, the intelligence arm of communist East Germany compiled so much information on suspected dissidents and others that, if placed side by side, the files would extend some 113 miles long. After German reunification in 1990, the newly elected government vowed to make the files accessible to anyone who was a Stasi target. It took Germany 30 years to open up all Nazi files, and the idea behind opening the Stasi files immediately was to expedite the process of healing history's wounds. The government created a trust to administer the handling of the files, the Gauck Authority. Cornelia Bull is the spokesperson.
The East Germans decided to open the files, especially because they heard about an American law of the Freedom of Information Act. They wanted to have that by their own. And they wanted to make clear how the Stasi worked not only in East Germany, of course, and the West Germans agreed.
One of the strongest West German proponents was then-Chancellor Helmut Kohl. But in an ironic twist, Kohl is now the victim of his own doing. The Stasi, it turned out, spied on him too, and recorded thousands of hours of Kohl's private telephone conversations. Conversations that could reveal whether the former chancellor was involved in illegal fundraising activity. The allegations have all but ruined Kohl's legacy as a man of integrity, and now political opponents like Green Party member Cem Özdemir are calling for the release of the files.
Helmut Kohl was chancellor while the files were opened. I didn't hear anything from Helmut Kohl when other files were opened. So this is, again, not very true policy if the same politician who made that bill, who made that legislation, now opposes it. I mean, if he's affected, it's bad. If others are affected, it's good. Where's the logic? I don't understand that logic.
Kohl's opponents aren't only accusing the former chancellor of hypocrisy, they also say he's obstructing historical research in order to preserve his reputation. According to federal law, journalists and historians are entitled to see the secret files of historical figures like politicians and actors. Cornelia Bull of the Gauck Authority is charged with enforcing those laws.
Well, we released a lot of files of famous persons in East and West, which we are not Stasi members. And the first time is now that we have a problem.
Former Chancellor Willy Brandt's file was released. So were the files of other leading politicians. But Kohl is the first one to challenge the law. His backers say the whole case smacks of a partisan vendetta.
I think this is a political game.
Conservative politician Arnold Fatz is a member of parliament. He says the left is trying to diminish the part Kohl played as the so-called Chancellor of Unity.
The spirit of this law is to save the rights of the victims of the Stasi. And in this case, Kohl is one of the victims. He did not know that the Stasi will hear his telephone calls and all this. And this law has to protect his rights as victim.
But opponents like Cem Özdemir say Kohl is perpetuating a double standard that would allow the release of files of former East German politicians but protect West Germans like Kohl.
Helmut Kohl has a right that his private life is protected. I support that as a politician of the Green Party. But at the same time, I say I don't want Western politicians treated different than Eastern politicians. If we do that, I think we put the process of reunifying Germany in danger.
This past week, the Gauck Authority said it would abide by a court decision expected this summer over whether the files can be released. But even if the court allows their release, no one but Kohl himself will have full access to them. Out of thousands of files on Kohl, only a handful of transcript summaries will be made public in the end. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.